Well, good morning. It is December 3rd, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to continue pressing on through 2 Chronicles chapter 2, 1 John chapter 2, the book of Nahum. We're going to start the book of Nahum, short three-chapter book, Nahum chapter 1, and then Luke 17. So let's get into the word today. 2 Chronicles chapter 2 this morning. And Solomon determined to build a house for the, oh, excuse me. Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm in the right chapter. I'm over here. I just wanted to, yeah. Second Chronicles chapter 2. And Solomon determined to build a house for the name of the Lord and a house for his kingdom. And Solomon told out 70,000 men to bear burdens and 80,000 to hew in the mountain, and 3,600 to oversee them. And Solomon sent to Huram, the king of Tyre, saying, "As thou didst deal with David, my father, and didst send him cedars to build him a house to dwell therein, even so to deal with me. Behold, I build a house to the name of the Lord my God, to dedicate it to him, and to burn before him sweet incense, and for the continual showbread, and for the burnt offering morning and evening, on the Sabbaths, and on the new moons, and on the solemn feasts of the Lord our God. This is an ordinance forever to Israel. And the house which I build is great, for great is our God above all gods. But who is able to build him a house, seeing the heaven and heavens of heavens cannot contain him? Who am I then that I should build him a house, save only to burn sacrifices before him? Send me now, therefore, a man cunning, to work in gold, and in silver, and in brass, and in iron, and in purple, and in crimson, and in blue, and that can skill to grave with the cunning men that are with me in Judah and in Jerusalem, whom David my father did provide. Send me also cedar trees, fir trees, and algum trees out of Lebanon, for I know that thy servants can skill to cut timber in Lebanon, and behold, my servants shall be with thy servants, even to prepare me timber in abundance, for the house which I am about to build shall be wonderfully great. And behold, I will give to thy servants, the hewers that cut timber, 20,000 measures of beaten wheat, and 20,000 measures of barley, and 20,000 baths of wine, and 20,000 baths of oil. And then Huram, the king of Tyre, answered in writing which he sent to Solomon, "Because the Lord hath loved his people, he hath made thee king over thee." Huram said moreover, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, that hath made heaven and earth, who hath given to David the king a wise son, endued with prudence and understanding, and that might build a house for the Lord, and a house for his kingdom. And now I have sent a cunning man, endued with understanding of Huram's, my father's, the son of my a woman of the daughters of Dan, and his father was a man of Tyre, skillful to work in gold and in silver and brass and in iron and stone and in timber, in purple and blue and in fine linen and in crimson, also to grave any manner of graving and to find out any device which shall be put to him with thy cunning men, and with the cunning men of my lord David thy father. Now therefore the wheat and the barley, the oil, the wine, which my lord hath spoken of, let him send unto his servant, and we will cut wood out of Lebanon, as much as thou shalt need, and we will bring it to thee in floats by sea to Joppa, and thou shalt carry it up to Jerusalem. And Solomon numbered all the strangers that were in the land of Israel, after the numbering wherewith David his father had numbered them, and they were found 150,000 and 60,600. And he set 70,000 of them to be bearers of burdens, and 80,000 to be hewers in the mountains, and 3,600 overseers to set the people a work. That was 2 Chronicles chapter 2. Let's move on over to 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2 today. First John chapter 2. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. And hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abide in him ought also to walk even as he walked. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye have from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in the darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven, for they are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard, that Antichrist shall come even now, and there are many Antichrists, and whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us, but they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of you. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist, that denieth the Father and the Son. Whoso denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father, but he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye shall also continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you, but the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you all of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught to you, ye shall abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, that when ye shall appear, we may have confidence, and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If ye know that he is righteous, ye know that every one that doth righteousness is born of him. That was 1 John chapter 2. Let's move on over to our next reading. We're going to start the book of Nahum today. Nahum chapter 1, the burden of Nineveh, the book of the vision of Nahum the Ecclesite. God is jealous, and the Lord revengeth. The Lord revengeth and is furious. The Lord will take vengeance on his adversaries, and he reserveth wrath for his enemies. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and will not at all acquit the wicked. The Lord hath his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. He rebuketh the sea, and maketh it dry, and drieth up all the rivers. Bashan languisheth, and Carmel, and the flower of Lebanon languisheth. The mountains quake at him, and the hills melt, and the earth is buried and burned at his presence, yea, the world, and all that dwell therein. Who can stand before his indignation, and who can abide in his fierceness of his anger? His fury is poured out like fire, and the rocks are thrown down by him. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. But with an overrunning flood he will make an utter end of the place thereof, and darkness shall pursue his enemies. What do you imagine against the Lord? He will make an utter end. Affliction shall not rise up the second time, for they be folded together as thorns, and while they are drunken as drunkards, they shall be devoured as stubble fully dry. There is one come out of thee that imagineth evil against the Lord, a wicked counselor. And thus saith the Lord, though they be quiet, and likewise many, and yet thus shall they be cut down when he shall pass through. Though I have afflicted thee, I will afflict thee no more. For now I break his yoke from off thee, and will burst thy bonds in sunder. And the Lord hath given him a commandment concerning thee, that no more of thy name be sown. Out of the house of his gods, out of the house of thy gods, will I cut off the graven image and the molten image, and I will make thy grave, for thou art vile. Behold, the mountains, behold upon the mountains the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace. O Judah, keep my solemn feasts, perform thy vows, for the wicked shall no more pass through thee. He is utterly cut off. That was Nahum chapter 1. Let's move on over to our final reading today, Luke chapter 17. Luke 17 today. Luke chapter 17. Then said he unto his disciples, it is impossible, but that offenses will come. But woe unto him through whom they come. It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he was cast into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. And the apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if ye had faith as the grain of a mustard seed, ye might say unto the sycamore tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. But which of you, having a servant plowing of a feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by, when he has come down from the field, go and sit down to meat? Then will not rather say him, make ready, wherewith I may sup and gird thyself, and serve me till I have eaten and drunken, and afterwards thou shalt eat and drink? Does he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded of him? I trow not. And so likewise, ye, when ye shall have done all those things which were commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go, show yourselves unto the priest. It came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God. And he fell down on his face at his feet, and giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? And there are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, lo here, or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. And he said unto the disciples, the days will come when ye shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and ye shall not see it. And they shall say to you, see here, or see there. Go not after them, nor follow them. For as the lightning that lighteth out of the one part under heaven shineth unto the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. But first must he suffer many things and be rejected of this generation. And so it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given to marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day he which be upon the housetop and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. Remember Lot's wife. And whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. I tell you, in that night there shall be 2 men in one bed, and the one shall be taken, and the other shall be left. 2 women shall be grinding together, and one shall be taken, and the other left. 2 men shall be in the field, and one shall be taken, and the other left. And they answered and said unto him, where, Lord? And he said unto them, wheresoever the body is, thither will the eagles be gathered together. Amen. That was our reading today for December 3rd, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining us. Appreciate you being so faithful each and every single day. Make sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I will be sure to mark that down. Just a reminder that tomorrow is the Lord's Day. We look forward to the Lord's Day every single week, and so I just want to encourage you to come on out, worship with us tomorrow. Make sure you bring somebody, bring a friend, bring a family member, maybe hasn't been to church in a while. This is the time of year that God gives us to evangelize, and so do it. People are more sensitive this time of year, and so get them to church, all right? Very, very important, and at the very least, share the gospel today with them. Very, very important for us to do, because again, as we read in the text of Scripture, that day is approaching. We know not when it will be, but it's coming, so stay true to the Word. But that said, thank you all so much. Let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for another day that you granted to us. Lord, I just praise you and thank you for your word, and I just thank you for those words from the prophet Nahum that you are indeed slow to anger, and God, that you are indeed that stronghold, Lord, that we rely upon even amidst a perverse and wicked world. And so, Lord, I just pray that You would indeed be that stronghold to us, just all continually founded in Jesus Christ. Lord, we know that your wrath is, you're slow to wrath because of all that Jesus has done for us, Lord, and that you've forgiven us, that you've paid for our sins, Lord, as we read in 1 John. And Lord, we're just always continually amazed at that amazing grace. And so, Lord, just thank you and we praise you. And Lord, I pray for your blessing upon my brothers and sisters. Give us a good day in you today, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Blessings to you all. Bye now.